Okay guys, welcome to this brief webinar on how to have a seven-figure product launch. And you know, this is a very important topic for you if you are trying to launch a SaaS product. Maybe you've just created a software and now you're trying to get customers for it. Or maybe you're trying to launch an e-commerce product. Maybe you've been drop shipping for a while and now you're white labeling your own product. Maybe you're a course creator, you're a coach, a consultant, and now you've created a workshop or some other kind of digital product. And now you're wondering, okay, how do I actually launch this thing and get it successful and scale my launch up all the way to a seven-figure product launch? This is a very important topic. And there are a lot of different approaches, okay? But some basics need to be in place already. Like one of the things that I like to emphasize is the fact that you need to be very intentional about your launch. This is one of the critical differences between people that can actually have a very successful launch and people that kind of have a ho-hum type of launch. Is, are you very intentional? Like, do you actually have a launch goal? Do you have a launch plan, a time frame where you're saying, like, for these 5 months, I'm going to be just launching and stoking the fire for my product so I can get it successful? So being super, super intentional, knowing what your targets are, and knowing that you're going for it, okay? You're not just sitting back and letting the sales just come at you from randomly from wherever they might happen to come, but you're going to control the process. So those are some of the really important things that I would point out right up front. Is like, you got to be super intentional. It helps to follow a proven process. Don't just do things haphazardly. Like, try and find like a launch template that you can actually follow. A lot of people like to use like a content calendar, but a launch is more than a content calendar. A content calendar is great, but like, do you have like a launch framework that you can use? If you do have that, you can just copy a launch framework from somebody, okay? You can go out there and like, you know, maybe buy something like, there's a launch framework, I think, called the Product Launch Formula by Jeff Walker. So you could buy that system. Frank Ken has got some, you know, methods of his own. Dan Kennedy, another great legendary marketer. So you could go out there in the market, buy a framework, and I think you're going to be on the path to a much bigger success than if you just think like you're going to pull a content calendar out of somewhere and, you know, that's it. Like, that's not nearly comprehensive enough to get you the kinds of results that you might be expecting, especially if you want this product launch to play a big role in the success of your business, right? Like, don't just launch a product just for the sake of launching a product to fill up time on the calendar. Like, you want this to be something where the revenue of your business kind of goes like zoom, you know, and all of a sudden, everything you do after that product launch becomes easier because your next product launch after that is just going to be so much easier because the last product launch was so successful. You brought in a whole bunch of new customers into your business. You made six figures from the launch, maybe it eventually gets to seven figures, and now you have a lot of budget where you can be even more ambitious on the next product launch and the one after that. So you can really look back on that product launch as like, that really transformed my business and my life. And all of this work, guys, it's all worth it, right? Like, if you launch that e-commerce product and you make that launch the biggest one of your life, of your career so far, it could be one that, you know, makes you high six figures in profits. when it's all said and done? And how is that going to transform your business, right? You could be the guy or girl that's, you know, now able to afford taking time off work whenever you want and taking a vacation, sitting on the beach, you know, and being able to relax and enjoy the finer things, enjoy the finer moments of life, and not be so stressed about, like, how am I making cash in my business this week, this month? And you can actually kind of plan, you know, your business more long term. Like, okay, I think I could build a bigger brand out of this whole thing rather than it just be like, you know, something I'm just kind of trying out to see how it works. So launching is one of the most powerful things you could do for your business. If you launch properly, you launch a product the right way, it can totally transform what your business has been doing so far. And it can take you places that, you know, you would really be amazed and you would really love for your business to be. So this is going to be a transformational process for you. And, you know, I really hope that you do take this seven-figure product launches framework that I have. Now, in my system, I have a consulting program, seven-figure product launches. And the full system has got like 12 different things. There's all kinds of, you know, it's obviously got like things like paid advertising, which you might get in a lot of systems, but it's got some really unique things. Because I'm targeting, you know, e-commerce, info products, SaaS. So I got some kind of unique growth hacks in there that can work for different kinds of people, depending on where they are. Like one of the fun things that I, you know, included in there is like blog commenting. And this is an older growth hack that people in SaaS or info marketing might know, but not everybody knows this kind of stuff, right? And, you know, and then I got some, you know, kind of like cool things that are kind of more mainstream, like running PR campaigns, which can get you results, right? And some that maybe more advanced people might jump into. But even for a beginner, if you look at all that stuff and you start doing it for your business, for your product launch, you can get amazing results. So the full system is like 12 different strategies, 12 different modules, if you will. But if you're just starting out with your product launch and you want a roadmap that can take you to seven figures and that you can use to scale your launch, then I recommend that you start out with what I call the core five. So out of the 12 strategies, I have a specific subset, just five of them, five specific strategies that you're going to use. And these are going to actually help you to get to seven figures with your product launch in the time frame that you designate. Now, let's talk a little bit about time frame before we get into, you know, the first of the strategies to actually deploy. Time frame, you know, getting to a seven-figure product launch, that's what I don't want to misinform you guys. It's not going to be like a three-month process unless you've already had seven-figure product launches before, right? Like, it could take a lot of people, it could take most people probably years to get the products to a seven-figure total sales. Some products never make it, right? So just be very realistic in your time frame. But I do want you to think ambitious, right? Like I do want you to think along the lines of going out there and really doing something big. But it could take you anywhere from like 7 months to 15 months, 18 months to get to seven figures with your product launch. Now you want to shorten that time. So pay special attention to the core five. And then be ready to reinvest a lot of the revenue that you're going to be making straight back into the launch, straight back into snowballing the entire product launch. That's how you get a seven-figure product launch. Okay, so the first of the core five is what I call the year-long profits funnel. And what this is it's a funnel that basically sells your product for you year-round. And why you want this is it's going to allow you to make profits and sales predictably over the course of the year. Like, you don't want everything to be super manual, super last minute. That's not how you make seven figures in a launch the easy way. Like, if you do it that way, you're gonna be stressed out, you're gonna be pulling your hair out, because like, you're always gonna be behind with something or other in your launch. So put in an email backbone that's super automated, super scheduled way ahead of time, and where you can make sales every week without you having to be there in there personally doing something. And so what this looks like is it's really an automated system that you set up. You know, you want on your website, you want like a landing page, you want people to give you their email, opt in, and then you want to start telling them about the product and educating them, and then sending them, if you're sending them special offers, or you're sending them an incentive, a coupon, something to buy the product now. But this is automated, and it's going to last for the entire year. So that's your year-long profits funnel. Now, strategy number two in the core five, this is something super, super important, and that's cross sales and upsells. A lot of people, you know, might launch just one product and that's all they have in their funnel. But unless you are a complete master at paid traffic and at launching, it's rather unlikely you're going to get your seven-figure product launch with just one product in your funnel, because you probably won't be able to afford paid traffic, just because the average ticket value is probably going to be a bit lower. So you want to actually be able to compete in the paid traffic marketplaces like Facebook ads, Google ads, LinkedIn ads, Instagram ads. And that's just so hard to do if all you got is literally just one product. That makes it a lot harder for you to do. So you want to cross-sell and upsell. So if you got like a course, right? Do you have some other courses that you could tie into this funnel? So look at your back catalog. This is pretty easy in e-commerce because you already might have like five other products. So weave them into your funnel and make sure they are being pushed out in your email marketing, in your pushes to social media. Make sure you're tying several products together into your launch. So you're not selling just one thing, you're selling one key product, but you also have related products that you're selling that are gonna raise your revenue over time. And then strategy number three in the core five is, I mentioned this in passing, and that's paid traffic. So it's gonna be pretty hard for you to get to a seven-figure product launch if all you do is just organic. Although I like organic, nothing wrong with it. The only problem is you're either gonna be trading money or time. And what happens is if you're trying to get to seven figures with your product launch and all you're doing is just organic, things are gonna be really slow in the beginning, right? Like you're gonna, you know, you might run out of time in your launch depending on how much time you've apportioned. And the way to get those sales a bit faster and start to get a lot more momentum really quickly is you want to deploy paid advertising. So let's talk about the platforms that you could look at. You know, and my favorite is probably YouTube ads. along with Twitter, X, ads. I think you'll get a lot of value out of those places. Now, a lot of people like Facebook, Instagram ads, which I think are pretty good, by the way, especially like Instagram. Some people like Snapchat ads. I think that's a really good solution as well. Some people like LinkedIn, Pinterest ads, Reddit. Reddit is a bit harder to crack, but if you got like a cool e-commerce product, or if you've got a cool info product, although Reddit is a bit of a tough nut to crack for us marketers, you know, and that's just the name of the game, right? Some things are relatively easy. Some things are harder to do. But, you know, if you're just starting out with your launch, you have no preference whatsoever, I would recommend look at YouTube ads, look at Twitter ads. And, you know, you might get a lot of success with that. And then let's talk about strategy number four in the core five. And that's obviously going back to, you know, the tried and tested organic. So organic social media marketing is very effective. And the reason why you want it, even though I just recommended you have some paid advertising, the reason you want organic social is that it's going to allow you to really scale your customer acquisition without spending a whole lot of money just on advertising. Like, you don't want to just burn your money on advertising. And it's going to make your entire advertising actually more profitable, because now you have people that are aware of your brand, are coming in to tune into your updates on social media, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on your Snapchat, on your Pinterest, whatever social platform you're using. And these are going to be the people that are recommending your product launch to other people. Like, wow, look at this stuff that this fashion brand has come out with. Or look at this cool supplement that these guys over at this company have come out with. You're going to be able to generate a lot of free buzz that you can never generate through paid advertising. And this is going to amplify everything that you're doing on the advertising front to push your product, to push your product launch. Same thing applies if your product is a SaaS, software as a service. If it's a physical product, just being able to go on social and talk about it and start getting a following, especially when you're launching in a year-long process, like we discussed before on timelines, it really is going to make a big difference if you're able to build an organic audience. Like, it's one of the biggest success hacks I could recommend for any product launch. So don't just stay stuck in paid advertising and think you're going to just hack it by just throwing money at the problem. Like, it's not enough, right? You need to be social. You need to go into social media. And then let's talk now about the last strategy in the core five. And that's you do want to have... I talked about all this automated everything, not pulling your hair out and all that, but you do want to have the real-time updates as well. Like, think about, you know, how a product like the iPhone might be launched, right? Like, there's gonna be like a big event and people turning up on stage, a big keynote and a product presentation, Steve Jobs revealing this is the latest iPhone. You know, that's kind of how you picture a big launch in your mind, and that's huge. You do want that real time. It creates buzz. You want that. So the way to do this is have some real time emails. Have some real time social media announcements. If possible, do like a real time event around your launch. Like, maybe you can have a real-time event like every 3 months. You have maybe like a summit or like some kind of event that coincides with special milestones in your product launch. Like, this is how you're going to get a lot of attention from the market, and you're going to get people talking about you and your product. So real time, guys, that's so critical. And those are the core five strategies that when you deploy them, you push them right, give them enough time. I don't know how long it's going to take you. It could take you 6 months. It could take you a year. It depends what your budget is. It depends what your skill set is, how good your offer is. You know, if your offer is bad, it might never get to seven figures. If your offer is great, it might do so much better. But deploy those core five strategies, and that's how you get to a seven-figure product launch. Now, let me say just a word in closing about the other things that you could do, that you could pull out of the 12 strategies I mentioned, and this will help you kind of complement what you get in the core five strategies. And one of my favorite ones in the rest of the 12 is guest blogging. I recommend this whether you are doing like a SaaS, whether you're doing an info product or an e-commerce product, because this can get you a lot of visibility around your brand really quickly. So guest blogging is you just going out on blogs around your industry, around your niche, and posting useful content. You gotta talk with the owners of the blogs and look at what kind of content they like. And then you pitch them something that would bring value to their audience, and then you can share that article on their blog. You are helping disseminate useful information, and you're also getting more visibility around your brand. So this is like a win-win. It's great. But long-term, it just really builds up your brand, whether you're an e-commerce store or, you know, you're a software service, or whether you're a coach, a consultant, you're an info product business. You just get a lot of the right people around your industry aware of what you're doing, and that's what's gonna make your launch so much more successful long term. So that's one of my favorite ones of the rest of the 12. The other ones, you know, like running PR campaigns, that's another one. I like that as well. It's more advanced, right? It's harder to pull off right out of the gate if you've never done this kind of stuff, if you're not an expert marketer already. But guest blogging is fairly straightforward. You can do it without a huge team in place. And it's pretty easy to do. But start with the core five strategies. That's where you begin. And then, you know, to augment everything you're doing, maybe at the 6 month mark or even a bit sooner, you can start experimenting with like guest blogging and the other things. If you want to get more sales on your products, make sure to grab the Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. The link will be in the description. And also make sure to subscribe to the channel and get a lot more updates when I come out with the next trainings on seven-figure product launches. I hope you had a great time on the webinar today.